Dear Editor, since truth is not arbitrary, I find the need to correct a few facts conveyed in the article concerning the happenings of the Barhead Museum as published by the Barhead Leader in the April 30th edition. True reporting should be expected to reflect the reality of the atmosphere at the AGM. This past year, the board of the Barhead Historical Society has had its challenges, which is fair to say. As any society should be reminded, its working function and purpose is to serve the broader community. The members of this society elect a board to serve them. A board must discuss and properly define its mission to serve the broader community, and bylaws should be drafted and decisions made in accordance with that mission. As a legal entity registered with the government, it must have proper documentation in the form of tightly written bylaws, accurate minutes, and written contracts so as to be transparent, not only to members being served but also to the legal system it is registered with, as legal protection. Having served on other boards, we have some work before us to correct some of the past lapses in this process. As the new chairman of the board of the Barhead Historical Society, I am excited for the new year, working with a competent, experienced group of people. In the future, we encourage the community to become more involved with the museum's ongoing activities. We welcome input. We hope to run meetings where the RCMP will not have to be called so that the board will submit to its responsibility to plan future dates for the meetings, etc. We thank the constables for showing up to give the members that support to hold the board accountable. We thank the town and county council members for showing concern about the happenings of this society and for encouraging us to run a tighter ship before being granted financial support in the form of tax dollars. This is how it should be. This is how we intend to serve the community at large in the county of Barhead so we can remember our past in our local museum. Sincerely, Kevin Vanderzel, Board President.